Good morning. Yes, 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 yes. Tis I, Dre Murray, and this is the Dre Murray Podcast. I am driving. I'm driving right now, so you may hear some bumps in the road, some wind, because the wind is terrible here in Tulsa this morning. Crazy. But yeah, this is where I, Dre Murray, speak to you, the listener, about my experiences, about things that I learned along my journey, all in an effort to help you avoid some of the potholes, some of the wind, some of the cows, the deer, the things in the middle of the road that may cause you to... or prevent you from moving forward at the pace in which you should be moving forward. My goal is to help you avoid those things, to give you practical tools to get around those things, to kick those things over, to go through them to get you to your destination quicker. And help you to learn some things. Tools, like I said in the previous episode, this year I want to give tools instead of jewels, because tools, practical things can be used. Sometimes jewels, we hear them and they sound really great, but there's no action behind that jewel. It's a dope quote. So I want to give tools, things that you can put into practice the next minute, the next hour. That same day. So today I want to speak to you guys real briefly, because I'm almost to my destination. I want to speak to you guys briefly about putting things into practice for yourself. How should I put it? I'll just say it like this. There's a lot of people around you that you may be depending on for a particular task, a goal that you have. You guys may be collaborating on things. That person or those people, they also have a goal. They also have an agenda, something, that they want to accomplish in their lives. And sometimes we force those collaborations. Maybe you guys came together previously and, things worked out well. You worked towards a common goal. And now you're trying to do it again on a particular goal or task. And it's just not working, or, you guys never have time to do certain things, whatever the case may be. But you continue to try to force the issue. Sometimes, man, there are things that you just gotta attack on your own. You have to go forward by yourself, and that's okay. It's good to have people that you collaborate with. It's good to have people, definitely people that you're mentored by, that you bounce things off of. But in regards to, trying to accomplish a particular goal, it's good to have collaboration. But also there's those times where I feel as though God is trying to, not only teach you something, but trying to remind you of the person that who he has made you to be, your gifts, your talents, the good things that he's placed inside of you. Because sometimes in a collaboration, I know this has been my experience, sometimes in a collaboration, those things that you have, those things that you've been developing over time, throughout your life, they kind of get set to the side for the sake of the team, right? If you're on a team, sometimes you there's somebody that may be doing, can do something that you've been practicing your whole life. They may be able to do it better than you. They may be further along on their journey in that particular talent or tool than you are. They may be more developed. And so you set your thing to the side and you allow them to rock because it makes the team better, right? But you got to be careful in doing that, because what I've found in my journey is that sometimes you get comfortable in those moments when you're on a team. You get real comfortable in that, you know, there's somebody here that can do this particular thing that you may love to do, but you know, like I said, you're just not as developed as that person, so you set it to the side. I'm going to speak to me personally. In being a part of a team, I've done that where I've sat back and let somebody do a particular, you know, task, and they're better at it than I am, and I get comfortable to where I stop developing that particular thing. I quit exercising that muscle, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Because there's somebody else there. And then, you know, what happens is if, you know, your team isn't clicking and it's time for you to operate on your own, sometimes you find yourself, you know, because you haven't been developing that thing, you find yourself behind, right? You find yourself, now you have to instead of going forward with the task or with the goal, now you're trying to, you know, get back into the mode of developing this particular thing. Case in point, production. I've relied on other people, one particular person, Witt, for production for a very long time. And, you know, at one point, it was just he and I mainly working very, very tight. There's maybe one other person that he would work with. But now, years later, I was looking today, and, you know, our first official project together was 10 years. It'll be 10 years in November. So 10 years later, or almost 10 years later, we've grown where, and he, you know, he's doing certain things with other artists and big name companies. I've, you know, done some things outside of just the solo artist thing with companies and songwriting. We've grown to where we helped each other to reach a certain goal, a task, and we were developing our gifts and talents. But within that, you know, at one point, I loved production. And at one point, I was producing for myself. There were other people around, but I was producing for myself. When I met Witt, I kind of fell back from that. And when I say production, I don't just mean making a beat. I mean crafting an entire song from front to back. I love doing that. And that includes mixing the record, you know, putting, you know, compression on this and I, you know, EQing this. Like, I was a nut for that. Like, I love doing that. On down to, you know, recording on a tape, you know, recorder, a Tascam tape recorder, you know, and dubbing stuff over and over again. Like, I love the gear. I used to go out and buy gear and all this kind of stuff. And that kind of got lost. And you know, during the time, it you know, it's great because Witt is phenomenal. And now there's other people a part of his team that, you know, do certain things that he may not be able to do. And when we come together, it's like, it's crazy. It's a beautiful thing. But at the same time, I should have been in the background continuing to develop, because not only you know, for myself, but I could have contributed a little bit more on the production side to what we were doing as a team, which I did early on. There's some records early on that we did where I would send stuff to Whitney's like, man, the mix is great on this. Like, you know, you mixed your vocals, you really know how to mix your vocals well. I don't really need to do much. As time went on, though, I stopped, and, you know, his mixing abilities and his, you know, the way he does post-production, he elevated, you know, to a point to where it would take me years to get to where he is now. And so I didn't develop that in the background. And now, you know, I want to, it's 10 years later, I'm slowing down as an individual solo artist, and I got other artists around that I want to help. That would be of some use, you know, in this particular situation. I have someone, Billy Wigginson, who's a phenomenal producer and musician. But we're not in the same place. So it's a little hard for me, especially, you know, there's things that I want to do individually, but there's artists that I have here that I want to develop. It would be great if I could just, and I have the gear, you know what I'm saying? But now I have to go back and learn the gear and, you know, Wit made me buy Logic like probably 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. I have no idea how to use Logic. It's a for you guys that don't know, it's a kind of like Pro Tools. It's a DAW, audio work station for, you know, computer. It's a platform, an interface for recording vocals and instruments. And so, yeah, I have no idea how to use it. And it's because I was like, why do I need to get Logic and learn it? You have it. I'm just going to send you my vocals. You know what I'm saying? Because I was so focused on being this one thing. And so anyway, that's a lot of rambling to say, do not stop developing the things that, especially if it's something that you love to do, the things that you love to do that you've been developing, even though you're on a team, there's going to come a time when the synergy isn't there, the chemistry isn't there, or time just doesn't permit you guys to focus on one particular goal, and you're going to have to attack things on your own. And so at that particular time, you're going to need some of those tools or some of those things that you developed over time. You're going to need those things. And so don't stop developing those things, whatever it is. Write those things down. Spend some time on them each week and continue to develop them, because you don't want to get caught up in a situation where you actually need them and they're underdeveloped. And now you have to go outside of yourself and outside of your team, and you have to pay somebody else that you don't even know. And now you got to, you know, create a synergy and a chemistry with a person that you don't even know. You got to start a new relationship and it gets crazy. Continue to develop those skills. Continue to develop those skills. Move forward with them, even if they're just in the background and you're not using them. Be valuable. Be valuable. That's my message to you today. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening. You can follow me online at DreMurray22. That's pretty much on all platforms. I have a show tomorrow in Washington, D.C. for you guys that are in the DMV area, surrounding areas that can make the trip. It's at Union Stage in Washington, D.C. Free event. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I'll be posting a link online again today. This podcast should go up today. So if you're listening to this, you should be able to go to my story on Instagram, Dre Murray, at Dre Murray 22, and find that link. But yeah, until then, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Continue to listen to the podcast as well as the music, new music coming very soon. You know, things are recorded. Things are continuing to be recorded. Shows coming up. But yeah, thank you guys. Hope you learned, not only learned something, I hope you take something from this and put it into practice. All right. God bless. Peace.